So are you gonna go, or are you gonna?
No, because we don't have a place to stay.
Where was it gonna be?
Vero Beach.
Oh, wow, well, yeah. Pretty bad.
Okay, just in case. Listen.
You can put that over here.
Oh, yeah. I can see that.
I can see
that. Oh, it's just been.
This is not for the best winter.
No.
We will sit down.
Little sickness.
Yeah. We should. We didn't have that other great grand first new song. Why did you get a quarterback to that?
Was there somebody
a great grandson?
I don't know who.
Oh my God.
Born in November 21.
Is your piano?
Yeah, he's fine. Supposedly.
Yeah.
They put him in the NICU at Hartford Hospital for
I
2 weeks.
You would have been told.
Just trying all different.
That happened to my nephew.
Let's hope he's okay. I mean, he was without us for a while, but I don't know if they know how long.
Right.
So that's why they were doing all kinds of tests on him.
Okay.
It's my son.
I just
a little delay, but I don't.
I do.
That's all. Hi. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
We have a few more minutes.
Happy Hatters or.
Yep. Gave her a packet.
This is all the grants and.
Oh.
Okay, but you have it. I see it.
We've got a lot to talk about there.
I do. Sounds like. Well, it was. Everything was done finally, all the our big projects, and we have the plan with the phases, and also the fact that in 2026, everybody's gearing up for the 250 year celebration.
250 or 300?
250.
250. Okay. 250, just 250.
Yeah,
1776. That's right.
In 1976, I was on a plane on 4th of July to France.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. That was 200. I'm going, oh my God.
You have,
I wasn't born yet.
I know.
And I will not be around for the 300, that's for sure.
Me either.
Oh, no. Any of us.
I don't think any of us will be around for the 300.
So
but I'll be 93.
Yeah, Carol will be. You might be.
I don't know. I don't think I want to be around. I can be like your parents.
Yeah, I have ancient.
If I could be like your mom or your mom, your mom seems even pretty happy still.
How old she does? She's okay. I 94. Uncle Larry's 98.
I thought that was so nice though. Like at the thing at the holiday thing, I was like, God, I'd be so bored. And she just looked like she was just like la la la, like, and I was like, to be not bothered at all. Like
it's all up here.
I thought that was that
now here is important.
I thought that was so cool.
Okay, we're going to give Leslie another minute. 6:59. Let's just wait a minute. Just in case.
Well, that's awesome that the Historical Society has the correct.
Yes, it's really awesome.
Well, it's integral. You guys did that.
And I put something on Facebook.
I saw that.
Oh, you did?
I saw that. Oh, yeah, so like it.
Oh, is that what you have to do? You have
but
to
I don't
like
know
it?
How to put a share on there.
Well, when it's in a closed group, I don't think you
oh,
can.
Oh, you can't? Oh, okay.
Is it under everything Bolton? Or
I put it under everything Bolton and absolutely everything Bolton. I did.
Oh, there are two different?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
my God.
Well,
here she comes.
You in on that later.
Yeah, do that. I'm so stupid.
Absolutely everything.
Oh, no, no, no. There's a whole reason why.
Okay, Leslie. With this for you.
Oh, house to me. And it's 7 o'clock.
Perfect.
All right.
What could be better?
Let's bring the meeting to order. Let's start with the approval of our December 4th regular meeting minutes.
Does anybody remember the December 4th regular meeting?
Here it is.
Short and sweet. I remember that.
Where was it?
At the town hall.
I made it.
On my phone. I called in. I wasn't here.
Not that my opinion.
It was a busy, busy time for everybody. I think you had Jeannie Hall stuff.
Probably not.
You got Jeannie Hall stuff?
Well, I'm the chair of the Jeannie Homestead Museum.
And you deal with Jeannie Hall too?
No, Cheney Hall is owned. I don't know if they own it, but the lease, the people who own it, is the little Manchester Theater.
Yeah, right.
So, no, Manchester. Yeah, so no, I'm not affiliated. They're not affiliated with us.
Because we go there for pretty much.
Yeah.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes of December 4th.
All seconds.
All those opposed? In favor?
Aye.
All right, accepted as written. And you have no residents here other than us. So there's no correspondence. I think I have any correspondence. We can do the bike walk Bolton. I listed them as a unfinished business, so we can take care of them anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I think I did, didn't I?
Yep.
Got on. So there's no correspondence. Okay, farm maintenance.
Not much sun this month.
Well.
Kind of been working on that building I thought instead. Mm-hmm. Also, just a couple farms out of there.
Okay. And the potable water.
You have information that I don't.
So to get back into the swing of things, because I've been out of it for so long, Beth and I met with Jim Rupert. And one of the questions we had for Jim was, where are we at with the potable water?
Yeah.
And apparently they have decided that because we're not serving hundreds of people on a regular basis, that we don't have to have the paperwork filled out that they thought we had to fill out. We do have to continually change the filter because of the turbidity, which is just cloudy. Most of that's because it doesn't get used a lot. So in the spring, John will have to run the water and we'll just change the filter, but we're good to go. We don't have to have any kind of filing or second testing. So potable water is good.
So when you have the key, who has the key?
John.
Only one key, John?
It's a combination lock, if I remember it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's shut off inside, too.
How is it protected from the freezing?
We drained it all.
Drain it.
Oh, you drained it all. Okay, good.
Yeah. Trail maintenance, the water bar replacement, and bike walk Bolton. I've been contacted by Barbara Onodio, and the trail that leads from the barn down to the railway trail is in need of some update in terms of the water bars that Beth's son put in as
a Eagle project when he was 16. He is now 34. So, they haven't been repaired in a while.
They've had a good long run.
What are water bars?
diversion.
When the water runs downhill and it follows a certain path, put a water bar at a diagonal to divert it off the path so it doesn't
erode the path.
Okay.
It's just a trail. It's a trail.
So you mean when you walk down by the where the cows
through the woods down? When you go through the woods.
Yeah.
Oh, there's two in the woods.
There's two areas that are wet where there was originally water bars. There might need to be more now. I don't know. Just depends.
Oh, is this the part that goes up towards like Liz Sawyer's house?
No.
That path?
No.
Behind the library.
You know, you go the first part, you go down the rocks and it kind of makes a big sweeping turn and then
The hay field up in the top in the corner.
Right. Down through the woods corner. Down to the railroad.
Liz's house connects up to it.
And then there's two sections that are really what the path was created in a stream bed. So they needed to divert water away from the natural course.
And they've worn out. And so the Bike Walk Bolton group is willing to work with John to replace these. They need our permission and I'm all for it. Does anybody object? Concerns? Mm-hmm. Suggestions? So I can have Barbara give you a call. There's a new gentleman who's doing a lot of the work. I cannot think of his name. So I apologize. You might get an email from a name of Bike Walk Bolton after it. So, okay. I'll call her and let her know. Update on our Heritage Farm Fund account.
Okay. The Heritage Farm Fund, which is the account that the town holds, has a balance currently of $8,619.87. So basically $8,620, which includes interest deposits from November, December, and January. And then in December, we had donations totaling $185.
Okay.
I reached back out to Jenna, but I think that 185 is the check that came from the revised check that came from the cross country people.
Oh,
that sounds about right.
I think that was the amount, but I reached back out and said, can you just confirm that's what this is? Okay. We also frequently get people like writing a small check with their taxes. You know,
yeah.
or you know, sometimes they send a check in for the end of the year as a donation. So I don't know exactly what that is.
So when you do find out if it's a cross country check, can you just make sure?
I already sent them a thank you because I knew it was coming, but
we'll just send them and we got it.
Yeah, I'll confirm.
So how much is the total amount?
The total amount is $8,619.87.
I have a payment. From the Venmo.
Oh, the Venmo.
$35.
All right.
Yeah, that money.
Long overdue.
Excellent. Excellent. That's from the
now
is farm. I mean, from the fair.
From the
okay, fair. So that can go into the Rosie account, correct?
Sure.
Okay, and that balance is $6,734.43.
$6,700 what?
$34.43. So it's in round numbers, $6,770. Nice round numbers.
All right.
So we're doing very well.
You have cash there in the bank somewhere. Put that in there.
We'll do that.
And the Historic Society, if we wanted to work with them, I think has about at least 10,000 in everything.
They have 10,000?
I think so.
I was going to say 5.
I don't think it's quite that high.
I haven't even done it. Yeah.
Their monies are for house only, though.
Oh, yes. No, some of it.
They don't want it.
That's what they have always said.
They've always said they have zoning for the house.
Yeah,
something for the
house. Which is fine. We have some projects.
Yeah, it's fine.
They have, they have about altogether $10,000.
Okay.
Oh, you do.
The treasury, and then the restoration fund is $7,367.
Okay. So they have $10,000 for the house.
Of $7,367, and then they have
a
treasury account. So I don't know what that's for.
Okay.
Just wrote it down.
I'm trying to remember what that's for too. I don't know. And then I should also mention, just because it's out there and if we had the right format, we could use it as the Friends of the Rose Farm have about $5,800 left from their fundraising activities.
Long time ago.
Friends of the Rose Farm was a group of individuals in town that raised some initial donation money, and then
it was Gwen, did Beth, and Richard.
And Richard.
And they would do the work parties.
Oh,
back,
yeah.
Back when.
And that's, so there's a, so
about $5,800. It's in an account. It's been sitting there fallow for quite a long time. And Richard and I are trying to come up with a way to spend it that keeps the spirit of what people donated it for, which is basically the barn and the grounds.
Wow. So in a way, so I mean, not technically, but maybe in the spirit of things, that's just added to these two other accounts, right? Or at least maybe to the Rosie account.
I think, if you know, in my opinion, it could be used for a project that right. has to do with the barn and the grounds.
Right.
Which and is we just what need we to, yeah, we just use. Need to convince
which
the
is
people
what we use our
involved.
For. Okay.
Right.
Okay. So it has that can't be applied to the Historical Society, anything. But, okay.
No.
Got it.
No. Maybe the manure.
So there's quite a bit of money there, actually.
Well, we have, yeah. if there's several, for instance, $10,000 match. If there are $10,000 grants out there and they're $5,000 matching, we've got a potential for two grants, maybe three grants here.
Yeah.
If it's a $10,000, then we'd have to look into combining some efforts.
Combined,
yeah.
Right.
But yeah, we're starting to be able to look.
I mean, rather than these piecemeal things, it's nice to have
a
chunk.
That's right.
Yeah, that's great.
So that brings us to D, which is the first grant that we're working on, which is a display case for the Digging for History artifacts. So Rhea had a Zoom meeting this morning with Sarah Sportman, and I can't name the other people, but they're, go ahead.
Yeah, I can't either. Leanne
Partridge, Scott Wands,
yeah, Scott.
Cindy Tolosa, and Sarah Sportman.
And Sarah, those yeah. three.
And they're all connected with the
Connecticut Humanities Council and the Connecticut chapter of, you know, the 250th anniversary of the American
right.
Revolution.
Yeah. So they have what's called a quick grant, which is anything that's under $4,999. It's a shortened version of an application. And Sarah did some quick looking on the internet while we were there, and a case that would be suitable for us to display our artifacts in was only $1,600. So that gives us about $3,500 or more to use towards the storyboard and the language that would have to go with describing the artifacts, because you can't just put buttons in a box and expect people to be interested. So a good part of what the Connecticut Humanities group likes to do is create the story. And we have lots of story. And Sarah knows a good chunk of it. So, and she's willing to work with us. So we were kind of hoping we would get dimensions that we could then go to Liz up at the library. And they said, no, you're actually working backwards. You need to go to the library and then come to us. So as soon as the Zoom closed, we gave Liz a call and she says, come on up. So we went up to the library and we were talking with her. And she is more than willing to house the display case.
Where?
Great. It can go over on the bookshelves that are under the window over by the computer station
okay.
and where Mark sits. So we did some measurements. 22 inches deep, 33 inches wide, and possibly 3 feet high. That height is negotiable because there's nothing that stops.
Is this freestanding?
Freestanding, mm-hmm. It would sit on top of the bookshelves.
Okay.
So I sent all that in a quick email off to Sarah Sportman towards the end of the day. We haven't heard back from her. Asking her if she thought that those dimensions were workable and
One of the things that Beth, Liz, and I talked about is if the case cannot display enough information about the artifacts, can we create a pamphlet or a book that goes along with it, and all the items will be numbered, and then you can put the story with the items, and you just have to read the book. Not ideal, because it means one more thing, but very doable, and it also gives us an opportunity to create a much bigger story. So
with a pamphlet. Mm-hmm. I think the pamphlet's a good idea. Mm-hmm.
So we'll wait and see on that. So that's in the works. And then this morning, John Bochanovich, myself, and Beth were up at the farm. We had a meeting with two contractors. We met with Bill Phillips, who's Landy Construction, He's going to work up a scope of work and a cost estimate for filling in the manure pit, grading off the area, and having it prepped for a concrete pad. And we also met with Roger Barrett, and Roger went through the house and with John and looked underneath the foundation and the beams and the sills in order to see what condition the house was in, so that he can write us a proposal for siding and windows, which we will then work with the Historic Society or a 501(c) larger grant, because there's a lot more out there for nonprofits, and see if we can't get the envelope of the house done.
Wonderful.
So a lot of balls.
I've waited in here this for a long time.
I think we'll see that in our lifetime.
Roger had some good news and some bad news about the undercarriage of the house. He thought the sills were in decent condition.
Oh, wow.
But there's a beam that runs the length of the house, which is now dwindled down to about a third of the size and should be replaced regardless of when.
Is it downstairs?
It's in the basement. It's not anything you're going to see. So my conversation right now will be, is that something we can, I think it's something we can put in a separate grant. And maybe
because he did find a little sill damage under the L. Obviously, where you think it would be in the front room. And most of the floor joists have been replaced there, but there's a little bit of sill damage there, and then the beam and the one beam in the L too, not as big.
So I guess the way we left it with him was, you and I, we all can talk about whether or not we think this can be a separate grant, get in and get it fixed. Because regardless of the siding, if you don't fix it, it'll implode.
Is this due to moisture in the basement? Or
I
is
think
it?
It's just age.
The main beams are for when they had the beetles, beetles.
Okay.
We got rid of the beetles, we treated those, but it's still
okay. I just
this
wondered.
Isn't the summer beam, is it? No.
What's
summer
that?
This is not the summer beam that holds these houses up.
I don't think so.
I think this house has a summer beam.
Yeah. I don't think it does either.
It's not in the report.
And then the sill just never was replaced. It's where they have a crappy foundation on the corner. Mm-hmm.
I just wondered, you know, if you don't deal with the fact that the basement is damp, does
he was surprised how good it is down there?
Yeah, really? Oh, that's all good news.
So, why can't we just wrap the whole thing into one grant?
The grant you can, but
we
but,
just have to get the matching funds.
But I guess my point is that the 501(c)(3) from the working with the Historic Society, the monies aren't going to come out until 2025. Mm-hmm. And my feeling is, if we can find a smaller grant, Roger has the beams and is willing to come in and do the work with us.
Right.
So we just, and then that's one less thing that the 501(c)(3) money has to go to, because.
What does he think about the foundation?
That was all right.
Yeah, you know.
Really? Good.
You know, there's on that L, it's a weird, it's poured weird. And that's why that's sill rotted out there.
Okay.
But structurally it's fine.
So what grant would we look into for?
Oh, what do we use for the
How much is how much is it though?
I don't know yet.
Is it gonna be, because there is a there are two grants from the humanities group, and that's one of them is a quick grant. We were talking right. about that. But there's another one, it's an implementation grant. And oh no, that's not that would no, work. No, because it doesn't
no. I think the first one she was talking about was the it was a kind of a survey and planning concept.
Right. I was looking for
the planning grant.
No, this doesn't have anything to do with the structures.
Okay. Which is probably listed in.
It has to be the.
Yeah, I was just going to say, do we have that?
Yeah.
I know we have the list of all the grants.
We'll have it right here.
So I will send Roger an email tomorrow and let him know that we would like to do that.
Because
separate.
Yeah.
And get that short up and fixed. And,
yeah. So I think it's grant.
The SHPO grant isn't for another year. And it wouldn't even.
I don't think it was SHPO. That's
big. Is this barn brick foundation repair, stabilized barn foundations from erosion and brick failure?
I think it's the same type of grant.
It was that Connecticut Trust for Historic Preservation, Barnes grant. It was,
And then there was another one for sill work.
Yeah, and that's the same Connecticut Trust for Historic Preservation.
That's
$5,000 grant.
Yep.
Yeah,
with matching funds, yeah. We use bond money to match both of them.
And there might be capital money.
Zephyr did one and Prune
Roche. They took the money away from next year, though. They're not putting the $50,000
into Rose. Into the farm,
right?
But there is another line item of matching grants,
right? And they took that out of the.
But there's still a balance. They put that back in because there's a balance there. I thought
they took it out.
I don't think so.
No,
but don't you also get monies to work with if we needed?
In my operating, yeah.
Okay. I'll get some numbers from Roger.
We can go from there.
Yep. And probably, we'll just go from there.
No, what it says here is it got re-added as grant match money, which could be used for the farm or other projects.
Yeah, I thought so.
Yeah. So, just get our request in first.
Could you repeat that, Beth?
So, I've been communicating with Amanda because I had invited her to come tonight because she's one of the people that doesn't have a lot of background on the farm, and I figured, right. You know, the place. So, she said, the Finance Committee voted to remove the $50,000 Heritage Farm request from the capital budget. It got replaced with the Fire Department strategic plan. It got re-added as grant match money, which could be used for the farm or other projects.
So every year I put in $50,000 into CAPA,
right.
So we can go for grants.
Right.
And starting last year, they have a line just for matching grants. So they put it into there.
Okay, so it just was taken out of the specifically
put it down into the grant.
But that's no guarantee it won't get cut if budget doesn't pass in the first round.
CAP is harder to cut.
Okay.
Just because it said you have to at least a mil.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think we're going too much over a mil this year. So and the way they've been grant crazy lately, I doubt they would cut that one.
Been here long enough time.
Go to work.
Grants were not popular around here.
Yeah, the 1772 Foundation for the Preservation of Connecticut grants is a matching grant to nonprofit organizations, but it closed.
We just did it.
Yeah, it closed on the 15th of January. So
okay, we'll look into the Trust for Historic Preservation. They have a history with us.
Yeah,
we need a roof.
Yeah.
And we'll see what we can get.
But I'm good with this is for next year. I put ourselves on this the email subscription, so I'll keep getting information. But by the time I saw this, it was too late.
And maybe they'll help us put it on. Well,
we could start with the inside, but with them next year, maybe we'll be ready.
Put up the pavilion or pole barn. Anyway, a new pit remediation and F we just did under. So we are on the Board of Selectmen's agenda tomorrow night to do a presentation. And it's got to be short and sweet. And basically what we are going to do is Beth has kindly written up, you guys all got it as an email, written up an addendum or an addition to
an update to the business
plan. Our business plan.
Believe it or not, it had been 4 years since we got the business plan approved, February of 2020.
4 years.
It's crazy.
I mean, I don't know where the point went.
In those 4 years, we've actually, with COVID and all, we've done quite a bit of work.
Mm.
We have the master site plan finished. We have we have the water. We have.
Do you have extra copies?
Independent. We have the.
I sent it to all of you in email, so I didn't make copies.
Yeah. I'm just gonna hang on to mine till tomorrow night.
Yeah, that's okay. I have saved.
Yeah. Okay. So we've done quite a bit, which is good. There's a few outstanding things that we could change the portable water one.
Yeah, I can make the point that it's available.
Yes. So we want to make sure that they have the updated information to add to the business plan. We want to make sure that they are well aware that Sarah Nelson and Tom Edwards are
Elmore.
I mean, Tom Elmore are willing to work with them on the LOTSIP designing for the pathway. So we're going to give them Sarah's letter as a reminder. And
now this pathway is going to go from the town hall. What was explained
to the farm?
Yeah, what was explained to us is that the LOTSIP grant was earned in two pieces. The first piece is
three pieces.
Okay. First piece was Notch Road at Bolton Center Road going to Town Hall. Past my house up, and then it hasn't quite connected and goes behind the library and to the end of the parking lot at Town Hall. Second piece goes through the farm. And then the third piece would be the Brandy Street to the high school piece.
Farm to Brandy
Street. Right.
So there's three separate LOTSIP grants.
All right, the third one goes from where to where?
The farm down Bolton Center Road along Brandy Street to the high school. Okay. And they're really still in design on the second piece, which goes through the farm.
Yeah.
There are some people in town who have made it known that they want it to go a certain way.
Yeah, they're upset that the design that Tom Elmore created was through the middle of the
cranberry bog
wetlands.
Yeah, and it's not really a cranberry bog, it's just wet. And they thought that it was going to be too disruptive to the wetlands, and they would like it to follow the stone wall.
Which is wetlands, too. It's pretty way over there.
Right.
Yeah.
And the whole idea for putting it where it was so that it could curve, so that your eye goes in different places and you're not just running along a wall. So... one of the things we hope to do tomorrow night, we will bring our boards and voice our opinion and ask them to please consider using Sarah and Tom when they come to create their final design. Our understanding that Joe Dillon, who is our town engineer, is taking into consideration Tom Elmore's design that he and Tom and Sarah have spoken at length back when Tom did it. So, you know, but so we're going to go tomorrow night and
let me just ask a question. Mm-hmm. For phase one, clearly trees have to be taken down on Notch Road.
They're not going down Notch Road. It's starting at the intersection of Notch and Bolton Center, starting
it's
right
already,
at that corner.
It's already half
your house. Mm-hmm. Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah.
Okay. There's so many trees the rest of that way.
No,
so that that's kind of strange. Yeah. Like the kids like walk along the street and then connect up.
See where I walk in Windsor. There's this much between me and the side. And the
well, right now it's a death trap, right? Yeah. Where it is right now. I mean, that you know, we've asked many times. We being us and also the Harney family have asked many times. Please tell us how this is going to be when it's done. Please explain why you put trap rock in the ditch, which is now filled with dirt.
I didn't understand.
And there's no path. Please explain why the storm drain is over here and the water runs over here. So we've gotten no answers onto any of those questions. Just all will be well.
All will be
it's
well.
It's not done yet.
So I understand that it's not done yet. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I question the wisdom of, you know, the whole beginning to end, but it seemed to, it sort of makes sense until you got that big rainstorm. Then it didn't make so much sense anymore. No. But in any case, my point is, so phase one is gonna take another year.
And we're talking. Take that one.
Yeah, it should have been done.
It should have been done. Right, that's what I'm saying. Well, it was supposed to be done for September. Actually,
it was supposed to be done over the summer.
It was supposed to be done before kids started.
They started. They started the week school started.
Okay, but here's where I'm ending up. Okay, so we're not. There isn't even a plan for phase two.
There's
no
final conceptual plan.
Okay, well,
and there's been one public hearing that you were at.
I was there. So let's just take it out. We're looking 3 years down the road.
You're looking several years down the road.
Okay, then now I'm gonna push back and say I don't want to wait 3 years to have that driveway fixed.
Well,
I think the driveway is in horrible condition. I know as a member of the Board of Selectmen, we pave 2 miles of road every year. We are talking feet. I mean, that is measurable in feet. Mm-hmm. And, you know, right along, everybody's saying we're going to get this grant. It'll be addressed then. And I feel like we start off with a black eye every time somebody pulls into that driveway and it looks terrible. And it is terrible.
It is terrible.
So I'm going to suggest that we ask for some remedial work to be done. I mean, I'm not asking for the whole thing to be redone if it's going to be addressed in this grant.
I don't think it's an outrageous request simply because a lot of the trail connectivity is going to happen in an area that really is not going to impact the driveway. The driveway is almost standalone.
I completely will tell you that it's been my understanding since I joined this commission 2 years ago that driveway was going to be part of this greater plan.
But what I'm saying is I think that you have a foot to stand on because because of where it's located, I think you could work on the driveway.
Right.
And not
but
have
in any case,
impact.
But 3 years, I think, is way too long to wait. Mm-hmm. To have that addressed.
According to the plan, this would take place in phase two.
Got it.
It would be part, and most of the funds would be part of the LOSIG grant and Connect Pave Lot. So unless it looks like all that paved, and it wasn't really that much. Oh, yeah. Item 7.
I think what we can do is invite Jim and some of the other important commission members to come and talk to us at one of our meetings and just hash it out.
Well, so, you know, another appropriate way to handle it is to request a meeting with the building and facilities subcommittee and go through the subcommittee at the board of selectmen.
Yeah. What we, the every time we try to ask a question, the pushback we get is it's budget time. We're too busy to meet with you, have a phone call with you, respond to an email.
But then that's our fault for not being more vocal about it and demanding one. I mean,
well, really, that's what we did last week.
Taxpayers and
so do you? Would you take on the responsibility of contacting the powers that we need to contact and set up a meeting? I think it's worth pursuing.
Yeah. One of the reasons we felt it was really important to add the consulting fee letter was because anything they do in design for phase two has significant impacts in our future development plan for the farm. Handicap access to the barn, access to the toilet room, handicap parking lot improvements. We had conversations today when the contractors were there about where should the catering trucks pull in, where should the emergency vehicles be able to go. You know, anything we do from this point forward is impacted by the access and egress that is going to be decided under this LOTSIP grant design. Mm-hmm. So a lot of it has already been noodled out by our contractors in the master mm-hmm. site plan, and we don't want to lose all that work by having somebody who's not familiar with it or hasn't taken time to read it just going ahead and doing something independent. So we just want to keep reminding them. But that's not to say your point isn't taken. Okay. I think you're right. I mean, I drove down the driveway today in my low car. It's not pleasant.
I've been trying to follow that thing.
Yeah, I can't. John, it's ridiculous. It's like,
so question on this chart here, this one, if you look at number phase one, number two, it says flatten the entrance driveway. What does that mean exactly?
That's what we're talking about.
This is all part of regrading. So is that a big, it says in kind. So that means it would be done by the town. Is that possible?
Or by somebody who has the equipment and is willing to do it for, you know, something other than just 100% payment as a contractor.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
So,
but it's not a simple project. That's my opinion.
Can you do that one thing, or do you need to do that along with other things? I mean, I don't have a clue. So I'm reading this.
I think that you could regrade the driveway and not have it affect a lot of the trail connectivity, which is why I think Leslie has a point that we can start a conversation with them. The problem is, we can do it, but who's paying for it? And if they're saying the money's coming out of the LOTSIP grant, then there's no Peter to rob to pay Paul.
Mm. When does the money come? When does the LOTSIP money come?
They have the money. It's the design and the final design, I believe.
We have
they've
design.
Accepted the money, correct?
I believe so.
If the town has accepted the money,
we have a design. We have a design.
You don't have
the building.
You don't have public support, and you don't have a final design.
You have a theory.
Yeah,
you've got a conceptual design. So now what they need to do is they need to have a final design. Well, they can't do the final design until they have another public hearing, which is my understanding.
That's what
they have to have more public input. Then Joe Dillon can finalize his design, and then they can bring that to LOTSIP people, and they can say, start. So
I need to have a better understanding of
the process. Yeah. To Leslie's point, though, waiting until all of that happens is not doing people coming in and out of the farm any good.
And we don't want to do any more half.
But if that's where the money's coming from, the money's coming from the LOTSIP grant, then
it's unlikely, though, that they're going to do the whole driveway as part of that LOTSIP grant.
But
it depends how that trail's coming down. So that's why they might not want you to do anything if that trail's coming down where
it's still a reasonable period of time, 3 years, where it is for the way the driveway is, regardless of how.
Do me a favor and get us a meeting, and then we'll get some more answers. I think that's the best way to go.
Can we go before a Board of Selectmen meeting and just speak as a resident? You know how, I mean.
You can always go before any board meeting. They're always open to the public. You can always voice a concern. You can always make a request. You always have that right.
What's his name? Jim Lurch?
Lurch.
Oh, yeah, every.
Oh, Jesse?
Yeah, he wants
everyone.
A new
town. The new Richard Tree. The new Richard Tree.
Yeah. Every meeting.
He wants a new town hall.
You know, Doug Keeney went to every meeting, but
remember that?
That's the beginning of everyone.
And then the other grant that will also be impacting us being the farm, is Steep Grant, which is going to be putting in a community septic, which has been perked out, which has been preliminary design. The test perk things have all been done. They know where they're going to put it. The soils meet the Eastern Highland Health District specifications. But that, at some point in the next, again, year or two, will be impacting the hay field. So that's another thing.
Where are they putting that?
Yeah.
The hay field behind the farm?
Yeah. It's in the big hay field, the nice hay field.
Goes down.
Yeah.
Yeah. Down that area.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So it's going in there. And that septic system came before planning and zoning 15 years ago, how long ago? 10, 12, 13. A long time ago.
After we bought the Pistrito property.
And at that particular, what do they call those meetings when planning and zoning has to approve a major improvement? There's a, it's an A, I don't know what it is. Anyway, at that particular time, they did not include the house and the barn and the farm.
They didn't have any development plan, so they didn't know what was going to happen there.
So I brought that up with Jim, and he said that he would make sure that it was known that the septic system would be for future use for our toilet facility and the house if the house doesn't have a septic system. And chances are the capacity levels of the new septic system could exceed the needs of the farm and the house, because chances are very good that a new town hall will not go behind the town hall, will most likely go over Notch Road. So he's not too concerned about the capacity levels. My concern is a technicality where if it doesn't say it's been approved for the house and the barn, don't want somebody down the road saying that we can't tie in. So that's another point that we brought up with Jim, and that's another point that we will reiterate tomorrow night when we go before them.
Can I just ask a quick question? And town hall goes where the municipal building is? Is that
the one that's coming down?
Which is, does anybody know where?
This summer. They're going out for RFQs right now.
Okay.
And it has, they're using ARPA money, so there's a definite deadline. Okay. So.
But the big problem with this site is parking.
Yeah, it's been taken into effect.
So how, what happens to?
Where that portable is a ton of parking.
It used to be grass, but it could be parking lot.
Yeah.
And that's the most logical place to put it.
Because even the senior center doesn't really have enough property for it.
That's why people park all over the road.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. And same with the school. And this part is preserved.
The memorial field. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I still.
Where the portables are.
Yeah.
And it was never parking before. Other, right, it was always just that, grass. It was trees there.
Still
and
enough?
Yeah.
I don't know. The vote? I don't know, huh?
So they think.
I've been on so many building facilities study commission that.
Yes and no. We still have
no, but you still got to have enough room for them. I mean, yeah. There's really not a lot. We're kind of landlocked here, which is a problem. But we could just take over all of your space.
True.
Yeah. But
that's too far.
There's certainly not going to be enough parking at, if they're trying to build a building behind the existing town hall. I mean,
yeah.
Talk about figuring out parking there.
That.
Ridiculous. I mean, you'd have to expand it at the farm, which isn't necessarily to our advantage.
Well, we're combined with the church for which is a bigger parking
which
lot.
They have not been
receptive to in the past. But you know,
they're
you
the
never
new pastor
know.
Now. New minister.
Yeah.
Do they?
Mm-hmm. Okay, sorry to divert. I just it's okay. Was surprised to.
It's all good conversation.
How are we going to do the driveway? Because it goes up on a slope, you know, and you know, like a V.
Getting in on one side is not so bad. It's the steeper other side,
yeah.
And they have it flared out a little bit nicer, and they've cut it down a little bit. It's not a huge improvement, but a little bit can make a big difference.
And it's going to be andesited, so it won't.
Remember,
yeah.
I do too.
They'll be andesited, so it won't be road.
Right.
Okay. I mean, because that would be around. Mm.
So the other outstanding thing that we have are the wayfinding signs from the National Park Service, which we have a new road person now. Can you give me Sean's info before we leave, or just send it to me in the morning?
Yeah, send it to me in the morning.
I need to contact Sean Bailey, and once again. Go over where these signs possibly could go. Put the order together with Sean. Get it to Jim. These signs are just waiting for us to tell them which ones we want. And we will get them
and
put them on. What's that?
How many signs?
That's what Sean and I will figure out.
Oh, you don't have them yet?
The National Park Service has them and they're waiting, but we don't have a finished number.
I can tell you where.
Route 6, Route 44, 384, Route 85.
Yeah.
They're to direct people to the farm. So
highway signs, end to exit 5, 85 intersection, town center, Route 6, Steels, top of Steels crossing, and that's it. And one maybe at the farm designating you are here. So nine, looks like nine possible total. We have to have permission from the state DOT for 384 and Route 6. So once again, I will sit down and we'll try to get this finalized before 2026 when people will be coming.
Yeah. It's not that far away, really.
It really isn't.
Yeah,
no, it's not.
These signs have been sitting here since 2020.
Yeah.
So we'll take that's on the list too. Is there any other? Yep. Billy Phillips came today. He's going to give us scope of work. And
so that's.
Yeah, it's just going to start with
the concrete that's there right now.
Yes.
Just going to be covered over.
Smashed up.
Becomes part of clean film.
But those are all the things that he is going to put together in a scope of work and a price. And
did he sound like it wouldn't be too difficult, or did he?
Nothing is difficult for these guys.
They have big machines.
They have big machines.
The only difficult is the calendar.
Yeah. Because. And the money.
They're
you know,
giant
sandbox. Yeah. You know, Bill's got access to clean fill.
Been busy.
Yeah.
That's why he didn't get in front of your house.
Yeah.
Well, the town's waiting on Billy.
for that.
He what he said originally was, well, because we talked to him too before the project started, and he goes, I just need to finish up all these projects by the end of October, I'll be done. I can start November 1st. And then you remember we had rain, we had crappy weather, and
we kept asking him to be there Monday. We just never told us which Monday.
Yeah.
So. Which, if you know too many big site contractors, that's what they always say.
Yeah.
So
that should have been done a long time ago.
Well, I remember Jim Rupert telling me it was a 3-day project once Landy got involved.
That's what Billy was telling us at first. We're looking at him saying, ha.
You take everything with a grain of salt. Holly,
I have a quick question. Were the two white pine trees and one ornamental tree taken away?
No. I heard a chainsaw today. Did you take them?
Because I know there were trees taken.
I didn't get to talk to anybody about it.
That's been my neighbor.
Those were to make room for the handicap parking lot, but that none of that has been done.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't think so. I just wanted to know.
Does the water drain in front of your house when it's bad, when it's really raining?
You want to see the video? No. It just runs all over the place.
Oh, you want to see the video at my house? You want to see the video at Rhea's house?
Yeah.
Want to talk about water problems?
Yeah.
Oh, I think John has a list, right?
Is that from what they've done up above?
No. It's just water issues.
Well, hers is.
Hers is more.
It's mostly because they took the trees down on the lot next door, really. That's really the issue. And then they put a storm drain in, but they put it in the wrong place. So, I mean, you got to see it.
That's what I'm asking.
The storm drain's over here, and the water runs like right over here. It's like, no. This in the wrong spot. It will.
When they do the walk. The trouble with a lot of yours right now is with them having to put that soap protection in on top of their basins. Once anything gets on top of that, it just covers them over and they're done.
Yeah.
It goes on to the next one.
Yeah.
So that's it's not as bad. No, it's not as bad as it's a look.
It will be. I have great confidence it will be next.
Well, Landy knows what they're doing.
I agree. I agree.
They actually have a laser and they can shoot it and read it.
It will happen.
Yeah. You just hope that Jacobson and
what
time?
Their meeting starts at 7. There's a 6:30 meeting for
a special meeting.
But we start at 7:00, and I'm not sure where we are on the agenda.
Probably close to the front. I mean, they try to get rid of all the people who are coming,
and then we don't leave them. So, what were you going to say, Paula? You had something you wanted to say.
I think I got the question answered, but all this information looks, it's very impressive, you know, and I was just wondering how accurate is it? I mean, I know really you put it together, but where did all this information come from?
The master plan.
This is the master site plan.
The master plan.
This is so the phasing schedule that
I just copied them into.
Okay. These are not pie in the sky numbers. These are real numbers.
Their estimate put down. Yeah, it came right out of the report. So I just copied that into the spreadsheet so that we'd have something to use. And
right. And in terms of money, I mean, these are some pretty hefty figures here. We're looking at grants for this.
Right. That's a heck of a lot of bunch of trees.
Yeah. You guys
but we also have
the historic, usually that's how it works.
The historic society.
Many.
So everybody here joined the historic society.
And it's already this is already in their packet. So.
And get your neighbors to join.
Influence.
Please join.
Need. More members. I think there were like three people there.
Four people.
And when we do
depends on who runs the meeting too.
Any nonprofit for any projects that we do here.
You need
somebody from the historic society that isn't also on this commission. You have to have somebody so that nobody come back and say it's a conflict of interest or there aren't enough ideas or people involved. So As willing as the Historic Society is to work with us, it can't be you or you or you.
Because we have a
you or you
people.
Or me if we join the society.
Yeah.
So it's got to be.
Do have much?
Yeah, you have to have somebody from the historic society.
Genevieve Robb.
No. Wait, I think Donna Tedford would probably.
She's not around. She's not always around.
She has a place down in the Carolinas.
Gonna have to find somebody who's not one of you three.
And that's okay. I mean, John will do it.
And Jim.
Jim.
What are the work machines?
I'm not in the Historic Society.
No. And they're not around that much either. They have their house in Adirondacks. And Wick got off the committee that I was on with him because he said I'm going to spend more time with my family and the Adirondacks. So.
Yeah.
As he should at 80, whatever he is.
Yeah.
I mean, please.
But I did, you know, the Historical Society has updated and fixed up their website. So I put that out on social media, and I just took it upon myself to do it. And John gave me a thumbs up. So I guess it's okay.
Kissing your feet.
Does anybody know anybody who's on the Lions Club?
In the Land
Lions
Trust?
Lions Club.
Oh, Lions Club.
The Lionesses. Or are they all the same?
There's two Lions Clubs in Bolton, or at least they used to be. They used to be the regional Lions, and then like the one that did the pasta dinners. And it was the Steels,
who are no longer doing it.
The Neals, Bob and Dottie Neal.
Dorothy Tuttle.
Dorothy Tuttle.
Oh, really?
Yep. She used to be very active.
Okay.
Donna Bradford.
Thank you.
Yeah. Those are the people I remember.
I know everybody that I guess it's not anymore.
You mean in their 80s they're retired from doing public service?
Apparently,
really?
Yeah.
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 I don't know about that.
That's fun.
Sorry.
Okay. Do we have an other or new business?
Oh, did you talk about the pole barns? Did I miss that? Because I didn't write anything down.
While Billy was out there doing the site thing, Roger was out there doing the build a barn thing. Well, so
who are we talking about?
We're talking about the pole barn for the over the concrete pad.
Okay.
So Roger not only is excited about helping us with the house, he's extremely excited about putting up a pavilion.
That would be so freaking awesome.
Pavilion.
No, it's better.
So, but that's another grant at another time.
Is that where the toilets would be and all that?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Okay.
The other end of the barn.
The other end.
This is the open.
Yeah.
Pole.
So how much?
With
the
concrete.
Is he going to
plan on?
Where we
are estimating, we will figure out the final dimensions once Bill has it graded and we have a better idea where it slopes and what it is. That drawing is kind of scaled off, but it's approximately 35 by 60, which is what we were kind of looking at today. We were looking at a slightly different spot than what's on there, but in the same vicinity.
So I was just up and looked at the South Windsor's pavilion.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So we had it coming back up here and then ending here.
Because like not going past where
not going past
where
the silo is.
Right.
So but it was still in the same vicinity. And it still had the path in here.
I got it a little farther away from the end of the barn than we did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We guesstimated a good 20-foot spread in there.
And this is going to be for what?
This is a rentable fixture that people can actually get under to have events at.
Okay.
We don't have to put live tents out.
So are you going to have to have
if it rains out?
No. I mean, that's actually a very good point because I think all of us have always been thinking you have to build the toilet building first.
Yeah,
but we were talking about bringing in those nice porta potties on a trailer. That's
really nice.
And if you have a place for people to actually do have a party or an event where they could be out of the weather and park and still get the views and
pay for it, right?
Cater.
Those people have to pay for it.
Well, yeah, be a rental of the space. Right. Yeah, mm-hmm. We could actually do it before the sanitation building, which is bound to be more pricey than building what's essentially a structure with a roof.
And Roger built that right up his alley.
Yeah. Well, he was talking about, you know, once you get the piers in and you use prefab trusses and everything, it's not not a hugely
sophisticated. So this is doable, like, soon.
Soon.
Yeah.
But we still have to get the money.
Once you have to write the grants.
Like, let's get started.
Is that like in our lifetime?
Anybody can go on the internet and look up grants that apply. It's not, I mean, if you have 10 minutes at home and you want to search for monies that apply.
I have no idea. I don't know.
Yeah. I had trouble finding anything that wasn't state backed, you know.
Well, we kind of discounted all the 501c3 opportunities because we didn't have an entity. But if we can partner up with the Historic Society and they're willing, there is more money out there for, you know, nonprofit groups. Cool. But their focus has always been the house, and I appreciate that. And, you know, this is really not house related.
What's the dimensions of the pole barn?
To be determined.
Okay.
Roughly
30 by 60.
30 by 60.
Nice.
Is that
size?
40 by 60.
About the size of the one that we saw down at the...
That one's bigger.
That's bigger. Parmalee. Down at Parmalee, that's bigger. It also has an enclosed building on one end.
Yes.
So I don't know what size
What is the dimensions of your tent?
That was a 20
That's
by 30.
So
double the tent.
Double the tent.
It's about the size of this room, actually.
No, it's much larger than that.
This room is more square.
This room's about 20 by 30. So take this room.
This is 30, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's 20 by 30.
It would be big. It would be enough to seat like 150 people at tables and then have a dance floor and a bandstand and all that.
Are these 20? Are these 10 inch? Are these 12 inch?
Yeah, it would be interesting to know how large certain ballrooms are. 20
by 30.
I don't know.
It's not in the plan.
What is it?
Well, it's right on the board.
It's
40 by 60.
So I didn't have this.
Oh, 40 by 60.
Yeah,
35.
40 by 60, right.
That's good size.
Yeah, 35 by
60. So I sense about the size of the thing. Kind of
interesting. I think you're right.
It is? Okay.
Yeah, it's 20 by 30.
So is it?
It's about the size. It's about the size of this one. Yeah. So it's four of these. It's four.
Two.
Four. 40. If it's 20-ish,
yeah,
be one, two.
Oh,
four.
Yeah.
Four,
it'll be big. But you need,
you need a lot of space.
You need about the size of a senior center. A whole senior center.
Oh my God.
Twice this.
I think that's too big.
Never too big.
Never too big.
Right. Before
30,
you're right.
You're right.
30, 6.
My geometry is
small.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How is it difficult to put the electricity and Wi-Fi to connect it so that?
You just have to plan ahead. It's nothing more than a trench and some
conduit,
and then
run it up in one of the piers, and then stuff is in the ceiling. You have lights.
And then it's just a matter of getting an electrician.
Okay, so that's not a big thing.
No.
We're not going to do any plumbing.
No plumbing.
No.
So, but it will have electricity. It will have lighting. It will have...
How about the curtains? The plastic curtains. Bad weather. Remember?
Tent, those are shower curtains.
Yeah, the ones at Parmalee, they have them tied to the
They have them tied to the things,
I mean, it's all just...
You can buy that from any tent company or have them made.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter. I mean, Okay. Is there any plan for the concrete area where all the wood is being?
That's going to stay, and that okay. that will be an area where you can park your food trucks.
Okay.
Catering trucks. You're going to get in there.
Out and around and back.
In the front.
No? Oh. Okay.
Because you figure the bathhouse and that planting area steps will be. Where you want to drive up and around. That's where that.
You're going to get in there right here.
Okay, so that's going to be wide enough.
Yep.
Okay, good.
You'll fit a fire truck. You'll get food trucks. You'll get catering trucks.
And all that pole barn. Just a picture of this. That. No, I mean.
Yeah, well, we have a rendering.
It's in the plan. It's in the book.
Yeah. The book.
No, I mean
yes,
digitally, where I could like attach it to a document.
She's got it.
Have a digital picture. Does Sarah? She needs.
It is a page out of the.
Yeah, thank you. I'd like to do that.
Report that's attached to the town's website.
Right.
So if you were to open the PowerPoint on the website,
and I have to copy,
then you could just copy down one page.
Just take a picture on your phone and put it in your computer.
That's what he's doing.
I mean, again, this is conceptual. Where this is probably isn't going to be exactly where it is, just because when we looked at the grading today, it's significantly higher in the back than it is towards the front.
Definitely.
So using the existing grading is cheaper than having to build everything up in the front. But it does, you know, the views are spectacular from there.
And this is the existing stone wall. So people that are worried about this want it to come up and go here.
Is that where the septic system is going?
Yeah, where's the septic system is going over there? Oh, okay.
Yeah, way more.
Okay.
By the tree.
As it starts going down, from what I was told.
Yeah.
Where is the
what is it called? What is that? That must be the library.
Amphitheater.
Residence patriot building.
That's down in here.
Yeah, oh, okay. Okay.
Right.
Got it.
Right. Are you taking pictures of the
much good for
of yeah, these of that, for my yeah,
but we needed that little street on property to keep us from being landlocked from the farm.
Nice.
But, because they kept, you know, because
so has it
on the town greenway where we were headed for a while there.
Asked about facilities building too.
No, not with me.
I gave Roger
that's gorgeous.
What came out that's of our master plan, and he's going to look at it. But we're not there yet.
No,
we're
not, you know, I mean,
you can only have so many irons in the fire.
This is going to be nice. So
we have lots.
When we get to the pool,
it's a nice piece of property.
Yeah. It is. Yeah, and that's another source.
Like scheduling,
Bolton Community Fund from
to be determined.
Because
it could get like
$5,000 grants again.
I would think it would so would have
management.
It would be somebody within the staff.
That's much without
that would be paid to keep an eye on it, and I don't know who that would be.
I think that's in the future.
Yeah, it is. I just was nervous.
But, you know, if you get a few things up there, start making some money. Are you done, Kevin? Mm-hmm. Did you take a picture?
Okay.
We can't see anybody.
Jim, if we can start.
Let's start, that's all. So we'll get the artifact box. We'll work on the getting the housing of the manure pit out. We'll get some scope of work for the house. Mm-hmm. We'll work on getting the beams and a separate issue. We'll get that done right away, hopefully.
Excuse me. Interesting to see his quote. The foundation might be the first one for that.
Yeah, exactly. As I just said, the Hartford Foundation is about to launch their next grant cycle in there. That's $5,000, up to a $5,000 max, no matching fund. So, now you start to be able to do something concrete with concrete money. The money doesn't come for a long time, unfortunately. It really runs kind of a whole year.
No, but at least we have.
But you know it was coming, and you could make plans.
Exactly.
We have to cook with 5 years.
You can take those.
Anything else?
New business.
New business.
Yeah. A motion for an
adjournment. Motion to adjourn.
I'll second. That's an interesting meeting.
We're going to leave this.
Yes. Yeah.
There's a lot of fun things happening.
It is exciting.
I just.